This week in the Missouri Senate, we review one of the crime measures passed by Missouri lawmakers this year.
Thank you for allowing me to present
Senate Bill 569 was pre-filed back in December, heard by the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee on January 27th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on March 10th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 27th, given final passage on May 12th, and sent to the executive branch on May 27th. Sponsor, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, told the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee on January 10th his proposal would modify provisions relating to victims of sexual offenses.
It's completely outrageous and shameful that we have over 6,000 kits that have been untested currently. Of the backlog, 90% of these are the ones that are untested. This legislation strengthens investigations and prosecutions of rapists and sexual abusers by adding much-needed reforms to the handling, tracking, and processing of these safe kits.
He adds, under his bill, these kits would be kept for a number of years.
For far too long, women that have been sexually assaulted have been treated as second-class citizens when it comes to processing their evidence. Currently, each item is tracked separately, and this bill streamlines that so that way all the items that happen at a crime are contained in one kit.
If signed into law, the Justice for Survivors Act would become reality by July 1, 2022, and new rules governing safe kits would be in place by January 1, 2023. During full Missouri Senate discussion on March 10th, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned the Missouri Department of Public Safety would oversee this effort.
It's one thing to make sure our evidentiary kits that have been collected are tested. It's another to make sure that our victims and survivors of sexual assault actually, when they go to the hospital, that they are given the option of having this evidence collected so that we can utilize that evidence to find the perpetrator.
She adds it is imperative for hospitals to be able to collect evidence.
That survivor is re-traumatized. This issue was brought to my attention because a college student went to the hospital in her college town and was told that while they could take care of her in a physical sense, make sure she was okay, they could not collect the evidence, and that's the reason she went to the hospital.
If Senate Bill 569 becomes law, it would take effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.